Canada gearing up for what is being described as a new wave of nation-building projects, from LNG to mining to clean power, and all are heading into Canada's new major projects office for an accelerated review. The Progressive Contractors Association of Canada, or the PCA, says its 140 contractors and 40,000 skilled workers are ready to get shovels in the ground, but they want to make sure every qualified company and worker gets a fair shot at the work. Daryl Reed is the Vice President of Public Affairs at the PCA, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Daryl.
Good afternoon, Kim. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining me today and joining us. Daryl, many of the projects that have been announced so far have been years in the planning, and I'm sure the PCA has been involved in some of those conversations surrounding these nation-building projects. So in your opinion, what makes these projects essential to our economic resilience as a country?
Well, I mean, you'd have to be, living under a rock if you didn't know that we have economic challenges today for a whole bunch of reasons in the economy, and perhaps your neighbor to the south. And we need all hands on deck to be able to build these projects and get them done on time and on budget. It's crucial for Canadians to become more productive and to be able to, ship more of their products to the world. And so PCA and its members are eager. We've built more than our share of those things. Stoney Trail here in Calgary, $100 billion in the oil sands over the last 20 years. So we're ready to go, but there are some challenges there.
Yeah, and you're part of a coalition that's pushing Prime Minister Mark Carney to open bidding to all qualified workers, regardless of union affiliations. What's happening now that you feel it may be unfair or uncompetitive?
Well, this is a phenomenon that's been growing in Canada. We've been watching it very closely, whereby governments will basically give all the work to particular chosen union groups. I mean, the most outrageous example would be in British Columbia, where they have basically given, $33 billion of their major infrastructure to a certain group of selected unions that represent about 15% of the workforce. So if you happen to be a taxpayer and you happen to be, part of that 85% out there that, that doesn't do that, you can pay your taxes, but you can go and pound salt. We're seeing this in Manitoba. In Toronto, everybody knows Toronto's chronically underfunded. Well, we know where they could find $370 million a year, and that's just by opening up bidding to every qualified company and worker.
So if the federal government doesn't broaden these bidding requirements, what impact is that going to have on your contractors, your workers, and on our ability in Canada to staff these projects?
Yeah, so we have not seen to date the federal government, enact these restrictive project labor agreements. And that's why the open letter is so important. What we have done, or what we have seen, is, for example, in the environmental construction, tax credit regime, they lay a layer on there saying, if you want to work on these projects, we'll give you a tax break if your pay structure and your benefit structure matches that of the local building trades collective agreement. Now, that puts handcuffs on everybody, because different companies have different models, right? It's unfair to the taxpayer particularly, because everybody knows that the fewer bidders you have, the more it costs the taxpayer, and these numbers. So we want to stop this here. We'd like to see them back off this tax credit regime. And we're just, encouraging Prime Minister Carney to put his actions where his words are. He says, basically, at his recent announcement, he said it's not just what we build, but how we build. And surely in this day and age, when we need all hands on deck, we shouldn't have, 75 or 80% of the construction industry having one of their hands tied behind their back.
Now, the plan here is to move these projects ahead quickly, and there's still some steps to go here, but the goal is to get them going as soon as possible. Do we have enough skilled labor capacity right now in the country to realistically meet the demand? Like, can your 40,000 plus members realistically meet this demand?
Well, it's going to take an effort from Canada's complete workforce. So, the signees of this open letter represent over a million workers. The industry does have some challenges in terms of workers, but certainly restricting these jobs to, 20% of the labor force, doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. Our members are working flat out, but we're ready and willing and able to jump in here. And, you know, we've been doing this in the past. We just call on the government to get rid of the red tape and to get rid of measures that are just counterproductive and expensive and time-consuming. So let's just let us work and we'll get her done.
Well, we'll see how all of this plays out over the next few weeks and months ahead as these nation-building projects make their way into Canada's new major projects office for an accelerated review. Darryl, thanks so much for the time and the insights this afternoon.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much, Tim.
That is Darryl Reed. He is the Vice President of Public Affairs at the PCA, talking about this open letters. We want to make sure that every qualified company and worker gets a fair shot at these nation-building projects.